One of the most important decisions about money someone makes has nothing to do with investing or budgeting. It's about whom they choose to spend the rest of their life with. It's important to know your partner's views on money and where each of you are at financially. But talking about money can be very difficult. Here to help us navigate that conversation is Kristen Wong. She's a financial journalist with Lifehacker and the New York Times, and she joins us from Los Angeles. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
What is your personal experience here? Do you have battle scars?
Of course, yes. My husband and I have not always been on the same financial page. It took a while for us to get there and learn how to talk money with each other. But I think we're there now. He has a bit of a leg up, a bit of an advantage because he is married to a financial journalist. So I send him a lot of the articles I write, and that helped get him on the same page.
Both a leg up, and you also are probably completely annoying to him. He must, like, you must drive him crazy.
I mean, for many reasons, but that's that I send him these articles.
One of the stats you reported, 4 in 10 married people don't know how much money their spouse makes, and 40% of couples don't even talk about money before they get married. Why do you think this is such a hard topic?
Well, I think money is just kind of a hard topic in general. We grow up thinking that it's impolite to talk about it, right? Money is one of the biggest taboos. You know, it's impolite to ask somebody how much money they make. It's impolite, you know, to ask how much does this house cost or what do you pay in rent? We just don't have these conversations. And so I don't think we have money conversations in general. I think there's a lot of shame associated with money as well. It's not just that it's taboo. It's taboo because we're not sure that we're doing things right with money. And so it can be tough to share our own, you know, financial habits with somebody when we're not really sure about them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just we're afraid of being judged, I guess.
The piece you wrote for I Will Teach You to Be Rich includes scripts.
Yes.
How do you use them? Do you memorize them and then deliver them like Meryl Streep in Kramer versus Kramer or Out of Africa or The Post? Is that the thing? Like, do I have to? You live in LA, so you've got this whole thing here. Could I hire an actor to have this conversation with my spouse instead of me? Is that an option?
Maybe. That's not a bad idea. That could be a very lucrative industry.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you don't want to read it word for word, but, you know, there's some scripts that can help you get going and talking to your significant other. And you just kind of want to say them in your own words. Like if to get the conversation going, you can say something like, hey, you know, before we talk about moving in together, before we talk about taking the next steps together, we should talk about our finances. That's something very simple, you know, it's just remembering that when you approach your partner about money, you don't want to come across as judgmental. You don't want to come across as accusatory. Like, I've noticed that you spend like a maniac. We need to talk about this. You know, you want to make it objective and say like something like, you know, I'd really like to learn more about how you handle money and share with you how I handle money as well. Now, if that's not how you talk, then just say it in your own words. But these scripts can just kind of help you get going, help you get the conversation going.
I can only imagine, like, so about your $50,000 in student loan debt, can you please pass the butter? Like, how do you, you did talk about some icebreakers. Can you give us some other examples about icebreakers?
Yeah. So, you know, other things you might say is like, since our relationship's getting to the next level, you know, I'd like to get to know more about your finances. I want to tell you about mine. If you want to kind of set the tone that money is something important to you, but it might not necessarily be important to them, you might say something like, you know, hey, it's important for me to feel financially secure. You know, like maybe I had issues with that growing up and I want to feel financially secure now as an adult. So, I'd like to talk to you about how I handle money and you can tell me how you handle it too.
How do you factor temperament in? And I'm intentionally using temperament rather than gender, not only because not everybody's in a heterosexual relationship, but also because the gender lines don't necessarily indicate how you are about money. But how do you factor that into it?
Just like somebody's tone or somebody's...
Yeah, or one person is like a financial advisor in their day job and the other person is, a starving artist raised by wolves on a commune. They come to money from a different place.
Yeah, well, I think there are some... you know, sort of rules that you can set up before you start the conversation to prevent a conversation about money from turning into a fight about money. One thing that my partner and I do, my husband and I, we have a rule where if if one person thinks that the other person's tone is getting a little judgmental or getting a little accusatory, we agree to continue the conversation at a later time.
Do you have a code word? Like, do you have like a sneaky little code word? Like, oh, how about we watch Netflix or I like bananas?
Stop it, but that's actually a really smart idea, like a safe word.
Yeah, a safe word for money. It could be a whole thing we just invented right there.
I love it. Well, I actually have a friend who has a really good hack for not getting into fights about money, and she and her husband will have it in a public place. They will sit down at like IHOP or wherever and talk about their finances, because she's like, well, nobody wants to be the couple who gets in a fight at IHOP.
Right.
I love that about money.
The internet.
I can just make sure.
I love that it's the International House of Pancakes. It's not like a Fufi Lala restaurant. It's like, that's a bargain breakfast.
Yes, it's a good place to talk about money.
Why is it important to discuss past, present, and future? What does one learn if one covers those three temporalities?
Well, it's just a good way, and in my book, I kind of break it up this way, because it's a good way to just organize the conversation, right? So it can be daunting to just get into a conversation about money. Like, where do you start? Well, start with your financial past. Talk about, you know, debt you've had in the past, credit cards you've opened up. You know, if you've had any bankruptcies or foreclosures, you certainly want to reveal that with your partner, significant other. You also want to talk about the psychology. Like, how did your parents deal with money growing up? How have you dealt with money in the past? And then move on to your financial present. That's like outstanding debt you owe now, debt you're actually paying off. What are the interest rates on those debts? Like, talk about the detail of that debt. Of course, you want to share your income or salary, any money that you've lent out that's owed to you, you know, and then talk about your budget. And also talk about how you handle money now. And we could talk about that in a bit, but you can talk about your money personality, which is basically just, you know, what are your habits and behaviors that revolve around money right now? And then you get to your financial future, which is like your debt payoff goals, your savings goals, what do you want your retirement to look like? And just kind of talk about those future goals to make sure you're on the same page, and just kind of share where you want to be in 5 or 10 years, so that it doesn't come as a surprise later.
What advice would you have for people to figure out what their deal breakers are in a relationship? Because for some people, it's, you know, oh my God, I can't believe he spent $20 at Starbucks yesterday. For other people, it's like, I think he's an axe murderer, but it's okay, because otherwise he's great, aside from the fact that he, you know, has his own show on Netflix.
He has a 50 credit score.
Yeah, exactly. Where's the line?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of relationship issues about money aren't actually about money at all. They're kind of just they're about deeper issues, right? Like intimacy, respect, that sort of thing. So I think if you have an issue with your partner's spending habits or how they handle credit or whatever it is, if you can't bring the conversation up, then you might want to, if you can't bring the conversation up without it getting really ugly, or if it just remains a taboo topic and you can see that it's negatively affecting your life and your financial life, then it might be time to start thinking about, is this, you know, do you want to spend more time with this person? I was, you know, with my partner, when we first started getting serious, you know, he had money issues and his credit score wasn't great. And I had these conversations with him. And, you know, there was a little pushback, but he was open to it. And I think if he were not open to that and he shut me down every time, then we probably wouldn't be married today. You know what I'm saying?
People date and they have to – there's no binary moment at which these conversations come up. You either ask them late in the game and, you know, you're 2 years into a marriage, or you ask them in your Tinder profile. When do you need to get into these sorts of things?
I think whenever you start sharing a life together and when money gets involved. So if you're planning a trip together and you're both, you know, figuring out how to split the difference, then that's a great time to have a conversation about money. Certainly if you're moving in together, you want to have a conversation about money, because that's just a natural place for that to occur. But there are certain, you know, things you can pick up on while you're dating before you get to the point. Like, you don't want to ask on a first date, like, hey, how much money do you make? What does your budget look like? Not great first date conversations, but like, you know, when you start dating somebody within the first few months, you can look at how they spend, their spending habits, how they handle money. I mean, there are certain things you can pick up on. before you're ready to get the conversation going. But when you start sharing a life together and it involves money, you definitely need to have the conversation.
Fascinating. Kristen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Kristen Wong's a financial journalist with Life Hacker and the New York Times. She joined us from Los Angeles.